setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how to get there. Oh, man. Are you kidding me, Ken? Are you telling me this show's about me and my dream? Yes. Yes, it is. Why? Is this all about selfish ambition? No. This is about the selfless pursuit of being who you were created to be, because you were created to contribute to this world. And specifically, you were given talent and you were given passion. Think of these as raw chunks of clay. Very valuable chunks of clay, but raw when you come into this world. And then as we seek to see what we do best and what we love to do most and how they can come together. In other words, the sweet spot, as I say, is at the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. And so as we begin to see how they can come together and we begin to work on these raw talents and passions, then clarity comes through the crystallization, and then we sharpen the talent into skills. We sharpen the passion into a very specific purpose, and all of a sudden, we're living like no one else and working like no one else. This is attainable. Living the dream, being in a dream job, doing work that matters deeply to you, that pays you well, is not some mystical happenstance that a few fortunate souls get. It is there for you. Let's help you get the clarity you need so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path. Because again, somebody out there needs to bump into you and get what you have to offer. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. We started off in Vancouver, Washington, where Chris joins us. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing this morning, man?
Chris, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
I'm blessed and not stressed, trying to get through life, doing my thing, you know?
All right. I like that. Blessed and not stressed. I might rip that off. That's really good. I like that. I dig that. Joe, the producer, is cackling in the control room. He thinks that's so good. So, Chris, what can I help you with today?
All right. So, again, I'm going to be 37 here in a couple of months. I do okay with myself. I'm a single guy, no kids, so the bills get paid. Uh-huh. And, that's fine. But I'm at a point in my life where I work a full-time retail job. Okay. And I don't want to work in a job where I'm making $30,000 a year for the rest of my life. I feel like there's more value to myself than that. Uh-huh. But I don't know how to go about reaching up there for that brass ring and taking that next step.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it that you don't know what you want to reach for, or you know what you want to reach for, but you're not quite sure how to get there?
I know what I want to reach for.
Tell me what that is.
So my main goal was I wanted to get a degree as an accountant because I want to go into tax accounting. I got about halfway through an associate's in accounting, and I wound up flunking out of college there. I was trying to go to school full-time. I was working full-time.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why did you flunk out of accounting? Was it because you had too much going on and you weren't mature enough, or you didn't have the talent to actually zip through the classes and thus be able to do the actual accounting work for somebody?
Well, I think that I understood the classes, like the accounting classes I had to take, but the other classes to go along with it, like the part of the degree, your business law, like your science type classes, the other stuff that makes up your 90 some odd credit hours.
Okay.
I struggled with those.
Okay, but see, that to me doesn't worry me at all. Because when it comes to crunching the numbers in the accounting classes, you rock those, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's me. I got to tell you, I dropped college algebra, I think, 7 or 8 times. I lost count. I'm just terrible in math, and I wanted to go into politics, and I was crushing my political science classes, but I was no good in some of the other core things. So you can klep those things, right? I don't know if that's still a term, but you could study hard for those and just get through those now that you're mature and you've got some time. So the good news is you have the chops to ace the accounting work itself. So this is about reapplying yourself, cash flowing your way through this, get the basics out of the way, may have to study, maybe even hire a tutor. And you knock those classes out, those basic requirements, and then focus on the accounting stuff. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't step back into it. Am I missing something?
Well, I feel like, you know, my college life, college career, for lack of a better term, kind of hit an impasse with that last year, you know, because I floated all through financial aid. I refused to take student loans. I'm not going to contribute to that crisis. No.
You don't have to, Chris. I'm really putting you on the spot because you're not giving me any concrete reason why you shouldn't do this. And what am I missing? I'm here to help you. What am I missing? What do you not know about getting where you want to go other than you just had to struggle through some of the basic classes? What am I missing?
Well, from the point that I'm at, from the retail job, you know, how do I take, you know, like I'm following the Dave Ramsey plan. I'm currently baby step two.
Yeah.
You know, so I have one debt, just my car. Once I pay that off, everything, I'm debt-free.
Great. When will you pay that off?
I would like to pay that off in under 24 months from today.
Okay, but you're single, and you have a retail job making $30,000 a year, am I right?
Correct.
Chris, this is called a second job or a better retail job. That's your primary focus right now. You're only 37. You're still young, man. You're not even 37 yet. Let's call it what it is. You're 36. You're single. Right. You don't have anybody else to take care of except for you. Bust your freaking butt, Chris, and let's pay off the car in a year, and then let's walk through Dave Ramsey's baby steps. Let's get the emergency fund set up 3 to 6 months. Yep. That should take no time at all for you at your income level and what you need to get by. And then you start cash flowing college, and you start taking those classes, night school, whatever. You got nobody else to take care of. You don't even need a girlfriend right now. You can get a girlfriend or a wife later. But right now, you're 36, soon to be 37, and you can fast forward this process. And you need to fast forward this process. There are no other excuses. You can study. You can get the tutorial help to get through the basic classes that you struggle with. And you go get that accounting degree. Then you go get the CPA license. And I'm going to challenge you on one other thing. Do you actually need the accounting degree to actually qualify to be a CPA and get that license? I challenge you to look into that. And so you've got a plan. You know exactly what you need to do. You know why you need to do it. You know how much it's going to cost and thus how long it's going to take. But this is a second job, and I think I'm looking for a better job. I don't even care if it's the dream job because it's just a day job. You need to be looking to make $40,000 to $45,000 a year in this economy. And then you need to go get a second job. Let's see if we can bring in another $20,000 to $25,000 or maybe even $30,000. Now, all of a sudden, we got you up to $70,000. You're just scorching that debt on that car. There's no excuses for you, Chris. And I'm in your corner, but I'm pushing you on purpose. No more excuses, Chris. Get after it. It's time to go. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up right around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multimillionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. Freeing people from limiting beliefs. I am Ken. I'm your friend. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577, taking talk radio by storm. There's no fighting going on this show. No long rants about how awful somebody else is. If you hear a rant on this show, it's me taking on fear, doubt, and pride, the critics of you. That's who I'm fighting. And so if you like that, come on. Welcome. You have the answers to the age-old question. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? I promise you do. We're going to look at what you do best, your talent, your skills, your strengths, and what you love to do most, work that brings you great joy, the results that give you terrific meaning and significance. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to New Orleans next. Jessica joins us there. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I am really good today. Are you good? That's the question. It could be better.
Yes, no.
Let me see what I can
all
do.
The time.
All right. All right. At least you have at least a chance of feeling positive. What's going on?
So my basic question is, what do you do when you can't find out where your talents overlap with your passions?
You call the Ken Coleman Show.
I know.
So you're here.
So I've been like drafting ideas over and over and over again.
Good.
I stay at home.
Okay.
Because the whole daycare situation money-wise just doesn't work.
Okay. So you're looking for something
idea,
that, hold on one second. I just want to catch up real quick. So you need to work from home. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Great. All right, great. Keep going. What do you know? What are you clear about? Because what you said is, Ken, what do you do when your passion and talent don't line up? Well, you call me because you just haven't figured it out yet. But I want to know what do you do best is talent, right? Those are hard skills, soft skills, okay? And then what you love to do most, that's passion. That's work that you look forward to. And then when you're in the middle of it, you love it to the point that time disappears and you have to kind of pull yourself away from it. So what do you know? What do you do best? What'd you write down?
I have a bunch of back and forth answers because of my situation now, but what I'm good at is nitpicking, being precise and detailed. I could find millions of possibilities and alternatives, but I could explain something until I turn blue in the face, but I don't usually turn blue in the face.
Okay.
So I could go on forever.
Okay.
I'm also unrelated, good at drawing. But I don't have time to draw. I could spend hours and get lost in it, but I don't necessarily enjoy it anymore. Mm-hmm. And also I haven't found any time to do it pretty much in over a year or more.
Okay. But let's talk besides drawing, what else, what other top skills, hard skills, soft skills? So this could be even high performing qualities, if you will. So you're super empathetic. What I'm trying to give you an idea here. Give me something else besides seeing details and then explaining details. What else? Anything else?
Whenever I was in college, if people were misunderstanding each other and I could be like, oh, wait, you meant this, right? And they would say, yeah. And I'd ask the other person, you meant this, right? Yeah. So they're both speaking different, you know.
Okay. So how would you
understanding each other, but I can kind of bridge that gap.
Yeah.
But I don't really, I've never been able to use that.
Well, hold on. I know. Stop doing that. There you go. You're nitpicking your own answer. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's the problem.
I know. Let me tell you something right now. Before we go any further, you need to hear something. The very thing you led off with that you said was what you do best is nitpicking. You are calling me today because you are nitpicking yourself into paralysis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so stop. You're not allowed to nitpick anymore because we're going to get clarity. All right, what do you love to do?
Okay.
What kind of work makes you come alive? You get excited thinking about it. When you're in the middle of it, time disappears. What is it?
I did work as an accountant, accounts payable, so kind of... Mm-hmm. Looking through the details and making sure it's correct. And that was, it's kind of mundane and not always great. But sometimes you know. And then, like I said, drawing. I could spend 6 hours on a drawing and not realize that it's been more than 30 minutes.
Right.
But can we don't ever have time. I don't see how I could do that anymore.
I think that's a hobby.
Actually do it.
I think that's a hobby level pursuit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a professional pursuit unless you feel like you can do kind of drawing and sketches at home for somebody. I don't, you know, but that would have to take on more of a, it's either a creative output or more of a technical output of drawing something. And you're mostly creative,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So when you're in the details of numbers, bookkeeping, that kind of stuff, while that's mundane, you still get a lot of pleasure out of it because you see how it all needs to be organized and how it needs to all make sense. And you feel a sense of accomplishment when you're done with that. Is that a true or false statement?
It's like hit or miss. Like I like when I can figure it out, but it's very frustrating whenever I can't.
Yeah, but see, that's the but that's like saying, I really love my job, except for the bad days. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That's you overanalyzing and nitpicking it again. Here's the deal. What would you do tomorrow? Let's stop. This is Jessica, I'm going to be real, real frank with you. You are a person that I could talk to for probably 7 hours, and I would make progress with you, and then as we were making progress, you would find a way to derail the progress. That's what I think. I think that's what you do. You try to find the holes. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But here's what we're saying. Are there going to be days in a dream job where it's a really crappy day and things go wrong? Yes. But that doesn't mean that we don't love the work. See, but that you're
that's what I'm saying. It's not really exciting to do that. I feel accomplished when I do it, just like I feel accomplished when...
Right.
All the dishes are clean.
Okay,
or when
tell me.
I do
okay,
a drawing,
tell
or,
me something you would do tomorrow that involves you getting deep into the details. That would be exciting. Just say that. Stop thinking and just say it. What would you do tomorrow that would be detail oriented if you knew you couldn't fail and you could do it from home, make the money you need, and keep the kiddos from going to daycare? Say it.
Honestly, some kind of research.
There we go. Now
something that I haven't mentioned.
There you go. Well, I know. I can only work with what you give me, Jessica. And you're too busy defeating your own ideas. You got to believe.
I don't think I'm good at it.
You are good at it. Wait a second. Well, okay, let's play. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Now I'm getting fired up. I might spend some extra time with her. She's tempting me. Jessica, for a person to be good at research, would they have to be somebody who is good at the minutia and the details and the diligence necessary to dig deep enough?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you laughing?
Because I get stuck. Because I get stuck thinking I don't have time. I can't make progress.
Well, wait a second. You are a mom with kids and you want a job that would allow you to work out of the house. And doing research, that's doable. That is absolutely doable. But you say you don't have time. But you called me saying you wanted to figure out what you could do in the home. So you either you have time to work or you don't have time to work. So I can't solve that. You have a little bit. So here's the deal. You know what you're looking for? Part-time research assistant or part-time research. That's what you're looking for. That is exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, that's the only thing I'm going to tell you because I'm afraid if I give you another idea, it's like putting two ravenous meat eating beast in a cage together and throwing one slab of meat at him and go for it. You will attack each, you just go crazy. You got to stop thinking and start doing. And so my homework assignment for you, Jessica, is simply this. I want you to get online and find as many part-time research roles. Could be, as I said, a research assistant that involves a little bit of research, or maybe it's a full-blown research thing. Maybe you're working for I don't even know. It could be everything from the science field to the medical field, in the content literary world. Just go look for it. In 2020, you can get a research job and work from home. And because you're still fighting back and forth between can I do it, can I not do it, I think a conversation with the hubs is a must. And let's get really serious about what we think you can do. And then we stop doubting because we have clarity. Okay, I can do 10 hours a week. That's what we are saying. And so go look for something that you can do in 10 hours a week. Coming up, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. We're helping you fight fear and doubt. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome, one and all. If you are listening, you're a part of the human race, which means that you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. Now, that comes with some responsibility, because here's the back part of that sentence. You have to do it. If you're needed, that means you got to be you. If you're not you, somebody out there is not getting what they are supposed to get because you were put on the planet to do it. You see what this is all about? This isn't actually about you. I tell you all the time it's about you, and it's kind of about you, but it's really about others. We're on this planet to give ourselves away. So let's get about the purpose and the process of discovering what is my unique gift and how am I supposed to give it away? 844-747-2577. Let's go to Aaron, who's on the line in Wichita, Kansas. Aaron, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, it's an honor to be talking to you, sir.
Well, the honor's all mine. How can I help?
Hey, I am currently working as a tax accountant for a CPA firm. I've been here about a year and a half, and I like the work. It's great, you know, phenomenal company. They treat me well. The pay is good. But I can't help but think that, you know, my skills would be better off served in making more of an impact on people's lives rather than, you know, helping businesses save some dollars on their taxes. So
yeah.
I just kind of wanted your opinion on I think I found my sweet spot. I know what I want to do, but thinking through the steps, the process, and just making sure, you know, I'm kind of going about it the right way.
And yeah, man, I love this. So tell me, what do you think your sweet spot is? Tell me.
So my overall sweet spot would be being a financial coach, kind of doing what Dave does and letting people know, you know, what's possible with their money. If you're just intentional, you're
sure.
Below their means. And you don't have to make a whole lot of money to do it. You know, you just have to get on the plan and stick with it. But for me to do that, I think I would like to launch an online virtual bookkeeping business as well, so I can still leverage my accounting background. I'm working on getting my CPA now. And then after I get my CPA and launch the bookkeeping business, I like to do the financial coach master training that the yeah. Ramsey Solutions teams offers.
Love it.
And implement that along with the bookkeeping business.
Why do you want to do that? What's your why? Why do you want to do those two things, financial coaching and the online bookkeeping? Tell me your why.
My why is because when my eyes were open to, you know, like Dave says, everybody thinks that you have to make $1 million a year to be a millionaire and be able to provide for your family and not have to worry about money. But when I was, you know, shown that path that if you follow these principles, that anybody and everybody can be extremely successful and win with money, and you can change your family tree. And to be able to show everybody else that and give them hope and give them something to work towards, that gives me great satisfaction.
And well, that's
the more
beautiful.
I can do that.
So you called me asking for confirmation, and I'm telling you that's absolutely a beautiful answer. That's a great why. I'm assuming you've got the talent. You've done the sweet spot exercise, folks, so he understands that he's got the talent with the numbers. He's a detailed guy. He gets all that, good with analysis, and then he's got the heart. He's got the passion. This is work that matters to him. So, Aaron, I think you're absolutely doing the right thing. My advice is to stay where you are. I know that it's because here's why. You let off going, hey, I work for a really good group of people. They're nice. I like the job. Good, fine people. And that's your stability. That's your day job, which is funding your future.
And that's going to give you all the stability to launch this online thing. And then we get this online thing going. And let's say that, you know, a year or two in, this online thing is spitting out half or more of your salary. Now, all of a sudden, you've been pocketing that. You've been putting that in the, you know, in the side business account. We call it retained earnings here at Ramsey Solutions.
Yes, sir.
You've heard Dave talk about that, right?
Yes.
So here's the deal. And then you, at some point in there, I don't care which, when it's the right time for you, you go, you come here to Nashville, you do the financial, or actually, you don't have to come here anymore. You do it online. The financial coach master's training, and you get that, and you start that on the side, because the online business, I think, is going to fuel your coaching business, because we have a lot of people who love Dave. And of course, I'm a part of the Ramsey tribe here. And so they call me going, because Dave's changed their life. Well, they've changed their life, but Dave gave them the vision and the steps to do so. And they say, Ken, I want to be a financial coach. And I always say, now, do you realize to make a full-time living financial coaching, you got to have people showing up every day of the week, pretty much, to be able to earn the kind of money you need to make. You understand that.
Absolutely, yes. That's why I wanted to leverage the online bookkeeping.
That's right. So I'm telling you, dude, you're thinking through this the right way. It's a beautiful play. And the only thing I got to tell you is be patient. Don't get in a hurry. The advice I give every entrepreneur is start small, grow slow.
Right. And I think that's what my holdup was, because, like I said, I'm studying for the CPA exam, and of course that's not fun. Me, I couldn't help but think, man, what if I just went ahead and did my financial coach master training now? I want to do this. I don't want to put it off. But then it's just like, well, I need this to build the foundation so I can, you know, provide myself the flexibility to start earning money on the side until it's at a point where I can make that decision to replace my income.
Hey,
close to it.
Aaron, you're a solid thinker. Don't you let doubt seep into your mind at all. Your plan is really, really strong. Your passion is on point. This is what you're supposed to do. Stay the course. Stay the course. Let's go to John, who is in Atlanta, Georgia, my old stomping grounds. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What's going on?
Hey, Ken. So I've got a good job now. I'm in traveling over-the-road sales. Make good money. Been doing it for about 3 years, but it's a lot of time away from my family. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to my boss about looking at another position to be over-the-road less, and he offered to create a brand-new position for me in our company, which would be a corporate sales position, and would transition me over to that over the next 12 months. But going to that would be a slower sales cycle than what I'm used to now, and it would likely result in at least a temporary pay cut. And so nervous about the change, going away from what I know I'm good at to something new, but then, of course, has the benefit of being home more with my family.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. John, you know exactly what the answer is. I think you even know what I'm going to tell you. But you called just to see if your head and heart are aligned with what I think. Am I right?
Probably so.
Yeah, tell me what you think you're supposed to do. I'd rather you come to the realization, and I'll tell you if I disagree. What do you think you should do?
I think I should probably take the position and just prepare for the change financially before it comes.
Yes. John, you just said you're nervous because you're not sure if you're good at it. That's garbage. That's fear lying to you. You're good at sales. You're so good that you went to your boss and said, hey, I'd like to get off the road so I could be near my family more. And your leader said, absolutely, I'm going to create a position for you. If that doesn't make you feel valuable, John, I don't know what else I can do for you, brother.
That's a very good point.
That's a great point. Thank you very much. And so here's another point for you. Your heart longs to be near your kiddos, and you're going to be a different person. You're going to be a better salesperson because you're not focused on what you're missing. You're going to be a better salesperson, and I think the temporary pay cut is going to be really temporary. And I think you're willing to bet on you. And I think you're going to be more successful in this role than you would have been in the role that you're thinking about leaving. And I think you need to do it, and I don't think you need to think twice about it. And yes, you need to prepare for the slight change, the interruption in income, but it's going to be the better thing. And I think a year from now, John and John's family is going to be way happier. What do you think?
That sounds good. Thanks, Ken. I guess you needed to hear it from somebody else, too.
Hey, John, you know what time it is, don't you?
What time is that?
It's time for you to go. Stop thinking about it and do it. I'd call the boss right now. I mean, right now. Hey, I just got off the phone with Ken Coleman, and he said I needed to do this. I'd like to formally accept the position. Thank you very much. John, listen. John, I'm busting through the door today. Hey, hey, everybody, get the whole family in the living room, you know what I mean, the wife, and go, guess what? Daddy's coming home. Daddy took a new job today, and I'm going to be at all your soccer games and blah, 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 blah. Just everybody throw a party, maybe go to Chuck E. Cheese. It's bad pizza, but it's a big time. It's a big time. There you go.
Don't go anywhere. More of the Ken Coleman Show and your calls about the role you were created to play. And that all continues right around the corner. Putting a little purpose into talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's all about you. We believe you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed and you must do it. Simple philosophy and methodology. The methodology part is we look at what you do best and what you love to do most. And we help you figure out how you can use those talents, strengths, and skills. That's what you do best. To do the work that brings you great meaning. The results of the work give you tremendous significance. That is passion. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most. Let's get about helping you get that clarity so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Lexington, Kentucky, where Lori is on the line. Lori, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Just briefly, I heard you on the Rachel Cruze podcast, and ever since then, I went back to the beginning of your podcast and have binged it for 6 or 7 hours.
Oh, bless your heart. So bless your heart. Thank you.
Basically, in the infant stages, I guess clarity, I'm not in my sweet spot, and I'm dreading Mondays, living for the weekend. Okay. I currently do cancer research, which mm-hmm. on the surface sounds like it would be a good thing. It's just not, and right. I'm in a semi-toxic environment.
All right. Let me ask you this. How much of the issue is the toxicity? If we remove the toxicity, what would you be doing?
I would say I would still be 80% unhappy.
Okay. So let's talk about, you've been listening. You said you've been binging for a long time.
I have.
So that means you've heard a lot of callers call in and, yeah. and be in this first stage, which is get clear. In fact, when you started listening, I didn't even have these stages. We've just developed these seven right. stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job. Why? To give yourself away. That's developed over time as I've listened to thousands of callers. So here's my question. What do you know? Because you've listened enough to know what I'm going to ask you. So what do you know? What do you do best? What do you love to do most? What results matter most? Start walking through those indicators. Number one, what do you do best?
So I am a very good leader mm-hmm. and a teacher, okay. and I do enjoy when I'm like training someone or coaching someone.
Okay, great.
And people good. Do come to me for advice.
Oh, I like that. So we just covered the first two. What do you do best? You love to lead. I mean, you're good at leading, good at teaching, right. communicating. And you said you love teaching and coaching and giving advice.
Yes.
Okay. So what are the results that matter most? So now let's play that. So if I put you in a leadership teaching position, where you're doing both or a combo or one or the other, and it was allowing you to train, to teach, to lead, to communicate, to coach, to advise, what are the results you want to see out of that? What would be the results you go, if I did that work, use what I do best to do that work every day, this would be the result I want to see?
It would be changing people's lives, okay. adolescent lives.
Be specific. Adolescent, you said?
Yes.
Okay, to be more specific, let's go another level deeper. In what environment are you engaging these adolescents?
Maybe like counseling, like in-school counseling.
Great. What problems are you going to be most fired up about diving into with them?
Probably drugs and alcohol, since I was affected by that.
There we go. How are you affected? Do you mind if I ask?
My father. And then I just recently lost my brother to a drug overdose.
So there's your why right there.
Right.
Have you heard me say before on the show, if your why doesn't make you cry, it's not your why?
Yes.
Does your why make you cry?
It does make me cry.
Yeah. See, as my wife had said, out of tremendous pain comes great passion, and we just walk through it. So now that's the get clear. So I think you knew that before we walked through that, didn't you?
I think so.
You just wanted me to verify it?
Verify. And I guess, well, and I'm also in baby step one, so
that's
it's kind of like
I
have to. Yeah.
That's the issue. I think you really called for clarity, which we just did, and then you're going, how do I get there? That's what you're going. How do I get there? Okay, so here's the deal. So let's walk through the seven stages with you. Stage one is get clear. You know exactly what you want to do and why you want to do it. Stage two is get qualified. So if you're going to be in the public school system or private school system and you're going to be counseling young people, we look at what do I need to learn and do to get qualified, right? So that is the education and the experience needed to get hired. So that's not hard for you to figure out. So what education, what qualification, and is there any counseling experience that you're going to need to put in the form of your schooling or volunteering or whatever to then get hired? So what does it take for you to get hired? It's that simple. What do you need to learn and do? Now, how much is that going to cost you financially? Because that's a real problem for you right now. You're in Dave Ramsey's baby step one, which is you're just trying to put $1,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you start working on your debt snowball as baby step two. So you can still pursue this. You're just going to have to make some sacrifices. And the bigger issue is you're going to have to realize I'm not going to be able to get there as fast as I would like to because of my financial situation. But it doesn't change the fact that A, you know what you're supposed to do. B, you are supposed to do that. And C, that you will actually get there. It's just going to take you a little bit longer. But you have to understand that. And that will help your mindset. Now, right now we're in this crazy coronavirus situation and all this stuff is nuts. Okay. However, you're going to have to change your mindset if you can't get out of that toxic environment right now. But you would get out of the toxic environment and replace your income in a healthy environment, and that's your day job that's going to allow you to fund the dream job.
Right.
So I wish I could tell you, and you've heard me do this call before, Lori, I wish I could tell you this is going to happen quickly, but this is probably a 3 to 5 year play for you. And the thing is I know you're willing to do what it takes. The question is, Lori, are you willing to wait as long as it takes? Because it's going to take you a little bit longer.
It is.
Yeah, but are you willing to wait as long as it takes?
I am, because I'm going to get old regardless.
That's right. Time is moving on anyway.
Right.
I don't want you to get to the end of your journey and be full of regret. I want you to reminisce and say, because of what happened to my dad and what happened to my brother,
right,
I decided to become a crusader. And I gave myself away to help others. Now, that's the end play. That's the end goal.
I like the crusader word.
I do, too. I'm a crusader. You are my crusade. This phone call is why I come in today. Right here. This phone call. Right now. So, Lori, this isn't, fun advice. It's going to take you some time. But get the baby steps working. But you can pursue the dream while working Dave Ramsey's baby steps. You absolutely can. You don't have to put it on hold. You may have to press pause every once in a while, but you can get there. And so you go get qualified. You get yourself stable financially. Go get yourself qualified. And then you're going to see yourself before you know it because you got this mindset of, I do what I have to do so I can do what I want to do.
So I should stay at my current job if I could get a free master's degree?
Yes. Because let's be honest. Can you deal with the toxicity if your mindset changes? If you go, you know what? I'm going to ignore that crap. I'm not letting that crap get me down. I got my eye on the prize. I see the finish line. I can get there and I can put up with some difficult people. In fact, I can ignore some difficult people. They're not bringing me down.
That's a very good point.
All right. So as long as it's not unsafe, then I'd say, yeah, turn them off. Put those imaginary headphones on,
Right.
Go, when I walk by these people, no matter what they throw at me, I'm going to deal with it because I'm going to get through. I'm getting through on the other side. You know what movie you ought to watch today? Today.
What?
Unbreakable. You need to watch that movie. Down. You need to watch that movie. It's the story of Louis Severini. I hope I said that right, Madison. Did I say that right? Somebody look that up, make sure I didn't give bad advice. Is it Unbreakable? The story of Louis Severini, I believe it is. It's a great movie. Yes, it is. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I'm live and I don't want to give you the wrong movie title. But you need to watch that, Lori, and I'm going to tell you why. When you watch that, and that's based on a book, Unbroken, excuse me, thank you. I knew I said it wrong. Unbroken, all right? Unbroken is the movie. It's based on a book. It's a great book. Here's the deal. Because Lori, and there's other people out there who need to hear this. The reason I want you to watch that movie is I want you to watch what he put up with in the prison camp, the Japanese prison camp, while being a prisoner of war. And I want you to watch what happens. It's gruesome. And it's based on the book. Read the book if you want to. But I want you to say, if he and other prisoners of war could overcome that, can I overcome some toxicity at work? because this work is going to allow me to get that master's degree for free. Are you kidding me? There's not much that I wouldn't put up with to get a free master's degree, which qualifies you to do the work you want to do. Come on, Lori. Be unbroken. You can do it.
Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you do matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on!
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.